medals on the first day of the Tokyo Olympics on Saturday, and a cyclist became just the second competitor in Ecuador's history to top the podium with victory in the road race. As the troubled build-up to the pandemic-delayed games gave way to the first full day of competition, China secured victories in shooting and weightlifting. The host country, Japan, celebrated its first gold medal of the games in judo, but saw fan favorites in men's gymnastics and swimming eliminated. But 17 new COVID Olympic-related cases were also announced, taking the total number to 123, 12 of which are athletes. Organizers are also tracking the progress of a tropical storm heading towards Tokyo, with forecasters saying it could arrive on Tuesday. Iraq will provide Lebanon with 1 million tons of fuel oil for its power plants in exchange for medical services under a deal signed on Saturday in Baghdad. Both countries are suffering from major energy crises, with electricity shortages impacting hospitals. A statement from the Iraqi authorities claims under the deal, Lebanon will receive 1 million tons of fuel oil in exchange for quote-unquote goods and services. Lebanon's energy minister says the deal will allow the purchase of 1 million tons of Iraqi state fuel oil over the course of a year. He says the deal will cover a third of the country's fuel needs, expressing hope to be able to provide up to 9 or 10 hours of electricity daily over 4 months. In exchange, Lebanon will provide services and assistance to Iraq in the hospital sector, he said. Amid a dire financial and economic crisis, the Lebanese state is struggling to buy fuel for its power plants, increasing electricity cuts to 22 hours a day in some areas. This is VOA News. Protesters clashed with police during anti-lockdown protests in Sydney, Australia on Saturday, with dozens arrested. Thousands